No Jumper, man. Y'all, I'm back, man, with my boy Big O. Man, what's the deal?
What's happening, baby? What the deal is, man?
Yeah, man. Yes, you feel me? This is new for me, you know, because I always do L.A. artists.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? I'm in the vicinity. Maybe it'd be up north. Maybe, you know, Oakland, the Bay. I don't really go out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been out on another region, so I'm really, you know, interested in what's going on here, man. Yeah. I'm really proud of myself, man. I'm, yeah. You know, first young man. You from Louisiana, right?
Shit, yeah.
Yes, sir, yeah, man. What's the deal with you?
Man, you know me. I'm just cool and laid back, man, out here trying to figure it out, man. Vibing, you know, cooling. Yeah, working at the same time, though.
How L.A. treating you, though?
Good, bro. Every time I come out here, it's been good so far.
Yeah,
for sure. Like, it's love out here. Like, it's a different type of love and a different type of energy, too.
Man, elaborate, because a lot of rappers right now ain't feeling us.
Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like where I'm from in the South, you got a lot of people that hate on you because everybody's trying to do the same thing. But, like, when you venture out and you go different places, like, you find different, like different vibes, if you feel what I'm saying. So, like, coming to Cali, like, Cali people different. When Cali people come to the South, we look at them like, damn, like, why y'all so fucking nice? Like, we gotta be stiff because of how people act towards us. But then we come out here, it's love with open arms.
I feel like it's the other way around. Man, I feel like niggas in the South is just like, you know, especially in Louisiana, the food better. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like niggas is like, have the hospitality. Thank you, you welcome. You know what I'm saying? Out here in L.A., these niggas is mad as a bitch. You feel me? Like, I didn't know that.
Hospitality, nice. Like, hospitality, it's going to be good. Like, you know, everybody going to show their love. But, like the energy out here, like, a lot different.
Yeah.
Like, you probably feel different because you out here. So, like, if you was from where I'm from, you would be like, when you come to Cali, you would be like, yo, this shit dope as a bitch. Like, this shit hard.
Is it mainly, like, the weather and shit, you know what I'm saying, it's going? And it's just, you know, you see the palm trees. Nigga can't get comfortable out here.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. The wind even different.
Yeah.
The wind different.
the air, real talk.
In Louisiana, it's hot. Like when the wind blow, you know, like when it's real hot outside, you blow the fan, but it only blow like hot heat. Like hot heat.
Hot air.
Like, yeah, like it's like that. So like when it's hot outside, like we don't, in the wind blowing, it's not cool at all. It's hot. So it'll piss you off. Like, in the small where I'm from, ain't nothing to do. So you ain't got nothing to do but be pissed off. So if somebody else say something to you, y'all bumping heads. Yeah. But I hear, like, the wind different. It make you think a lot.
Man, I seen I think I was on your Instagram, man, and you was like, hey, nigga, you was performing. And yeah. He was like, hold on, you niggas sitting down, y'all got me super fucked up. Like, y'all need to get up right now and see what's going on. You know, when most artists do that shit, like, motherfucker might get booed, nigga be on the internet talking about him. Oh, he don't know what he doing, this and that and the other. But you a new artist, though. But I feel it, though. You feel me?
Yeah, man. You got to, like, sometimes you got to let them folks know where you coming from. Because, like, I'm in a bigger and better situation now. Like, it could be a win or it could be a lose. But, like, I know how to work the situation. So, with me being on the label with Bad Ass, signed to Boosie, it's like, shit, everybody react to him a certain type of way. So, it's like, when he not around, like, how y'all gonna react?
Yeah.
So, like, the promoters was already preaching the whole time. Like, we got Boosie artists in the building. So, why y'all still sitting down? And then, on top of that, y'all paid y'all money to come here. So, why is y'all sitting down and y'all paid y'all money? I just got off the road. I'm on tour. I just hopped off the road from Alabama to come here to come fuck with y'all. And I ain't even get paid for it. I did it off the love. And y'all mean to tell me y'all gonna sit down? Man, get the fuck up. My music hard. DJ dropped it.
No, yeah, on God. And your like music
that.
Hard.
It's like that. Appreciate you, bro.
And your music hard.
Man,
it
I
is.
Really appreciate it
is.
Bro.
Appreciate Back it. To coming to L.A., though. Do you feel like you got to come to L.A. and check in with a nigga?
Like, when you say check in with a nigga, what you mean?
Like, because motherfuckers be like, man, I got to check in with L.A. because I don't know what's going on. Or I got to check in with a certain type of gang or a certain type of nigga or a certain type of level of motherfuckers. You feel me? Do you feel like you got to do that?
Nah, I feel like I ain't got to do it. I feel like I said, in this game, like, it's about numbers. So, like, if you know how to work your numbers the right way, shit, you'll be smart about the situation. So I wouldn't necessarily call it checking in. I'd say I'm building my fan base.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, motherfuckers gonna wanna know when they see this shit. You got this Figueroa shirt on. Yeah. And I'm all about Figueroa, you know what I'm saying? I'm back on Fig, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing my thing.
Yeah.
So you feel me? Tell the people how you tied in, you know what I mean?
Come on, man. Y'all know I fuck with the shit, man. I fuck with the guys, man. Them guys on Hoover Street, man. I've been fucking with them guys. I've been keeping up with them niggas for the longest, man. So, you know, I am one of them guys. So it's only right, like, when you come down here, like, shit, it's like a dream come true. Like, from watching this shit on YouTube and being at home watching documentaries and shit, hearing the music that the homies make out here, it's like, shit, I want to be able to tap in with this shit. So being out here, shit, what the fuck I'm gonna be scared to go tap in for? Like, and shit, as soon as I got off the plane, they met me with love. Like,
who was the first nigga you tapped in from the set?
The first nigga I tapped in with was Buddha, man.
Yes, sir.
As a matter of fact, Buddha came to Memphis first. I met Buddha in Memphis when he came down there to fuck with Boonie, man. Shout out to Boonie, too. Man, he was down there fucking with Boonie. He came to fuck with us. So, like, when I came out here, as soon as I got off the plane, he pulled up on me. He dropped me some bread off. You know how it go. He took me for a spin, took me to the liquor store, and it was all love. Whatever I needed, but I ain't have to ask for nothing. I don't think I spent no money the first time I came out here.
Oh, that's sick.
Nah, for real, though. That's sick. Why I said it's different, because I ain't gonna lie. You come to Louisiana, bitch, you better come with some bread. I ain't giving
yeah.
you nothing.
Yeah, or everything. Shit, like, nah. I went to New Orleans. It was different. Oh, but shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. New Orleans was one of them cities. I'm like, these niggas fly as a motherfucker. You feel me? Like, I didn't go to the... I went to Baton Rouge. I went to everywhere else, too. Like, niggas is fly, too. But yeah. I was just... In particular, I was out there. I'm like... Damn, niggas is really like on some, you know, Lil Wayne. I didn't even know, you feel me? Like, yeah, niggas be fly as fuck, you feel me? But
yeah, but so you gotta watch it though. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I fuck with my stay hard as hell. Like, you gotta be extra careful because, like, it be a lot of killing and shit going on. Like, it's hard down there. Like, and it's so small. Like, LA big. Like, LA itself is big, not just talking about Cali. So just imagine, like, how small the city is where I'm talking about. Like, we ain't got no city that's the size of LA. LA is damn near the size of, like, a state.
So tell me how it was, you know, growing up in Louisiana, man. Let's start from the beginning with my boy Big O.
Man, we only had like 3 stoplights in our little town. I can't even call it no city. I call it a town.
What?
Yeah, 3 stoplights, man. I can't push it.
They racist as a motherfucker
out
there.
Going down 375.
3 stoplights, nigga, mean they racist as a bitch out there.
Yeah, they don't play that.
That's crazy.
I swear to God.
Man, 3 stop signs,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And we ain't had no Taco Bell. We had, like, a Taco de Mayo or something like that. Yeah, we ain't had no. We had McDonald's. We finally got a Pizza Hut and Taco de Mayo. And shit, ain't gonna lie, the popping spot in my section is Chickadilly. Yeah, it's funny, but it's like it's hotter than Popeyes.
Yeah,
I swear to God,
for real.
I swear to God,
Chickly Diggly.
I said, I swear to God.
Well, I'm gonna have to go to that motherfucker.
Come on, when you come, I'm gonna take you there, man. You gonna talk about it in your next interview?
Oh God, yeah, when I drop down, I'm going to that motherfucker.
Come on, man.
So was moms and pops in the same house with you? You know what I'm saying? Tell me about your household.
My biological father, he passed when I was like 10 or 11. I was in like 4th grade.
Yeah,
so I lost him. But I did have a stepfather. He did play the father role in my life, like, ever since I was, like, a baby, before I turned 1, he was there.
Damn, so, tell me about that. How did Pop pass away?
He got shot.
In the streets?
Yeah, he got shot.
Damn. Did that affect you, you know what I'm saying? As a 4-year-old, did it fuck you up, you know what I'm saying? Do you still kind of, like, handle, like, or deal with that trauma to this day?
I done learned how to kind of get over it. It was hard for me to get over it at first because I ain't understand, like, why. Like, the situation happened how it happened. But I feel like everything good now because he lived through me. Like, I really loved the dude because, like, you know what I'm saying, his energy was good. So, like, every time I did see him, like, I could be outside in the yard hooping. He'll come just running down the road. Like, my mom and him would be like, man, what your stupid ass doing now? Like, what you got going on now? Because he, like... It's just his energy, but he coming to run the play with me. But, like, losing somebody like that, he was like my friend.
So and that was at 4 years old?
Nah, I was, like, 10. Oh, I was 10. In the 4th grade.
Oh, on the 4th grade. Sorry about that. You was 10 years old. Also, yeah, you was very knowledgeable of what was going on and what happened. Yeah, so I know that kind of – when that shit did happen, did you become, like, a rebellious child? Or did you know what I'm saying? You was just kind of, like, depressed a little bit.
I ain't gonna say I became rebellious because I ain't grow up like that. We got our ass towed up. Like in the South, you getting your ass towed up. So I'll never be rebellious, but it made me be extra careful towards like family. Yeah. Like I gotta watch my family real close.
So as you know, growing up, as far as the streets, did the streets get to you? You know what I'm saying? As far as like hustling and like or banging or anything like that?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I kind of fell deep off in the streets after that situation happened. Cause I left Louisiana like in the ninth grade and I moved to Tennessee. So like when I was down there, like I started banging like real hard, like real hard. Cause like I really went outside like that when I was in Louisiana. But man, when I finally got this chance to go outside and I was already like on some crib shit, like it was different. Like I was out there, like I was wide open, like all gas, no brakes. Like you could not stop me.
Was that more towards like high school?
Yeah, I was in high school.
And Tennessee is it what brought you into the crib shit?
Nah, it started in Louisiana, but like I really like it was different in Tennessee. Like I learned a lot of different shit in Tennessee, like how niggas move. Like I said, in the South we move different than them niggas, cause like it's a train track that separate like the size of town. Like it's just one train track that separate the size of town, bro. You see?
I always wonder, like I always ask, you know, when I get a chance to talk to niggas out of town, I'm like, how does the gang politics work out there? Cause I know it's super different than Los Angeles. Well, you know, when I ask, I'll be like, nigga, what y'all be doing? Like you always told me, like you telling me right now, yeah. A train track or a street over here like this. Like, I'm like, nah, nigga, like, it's way different.
Yeah, nah, man, that's all it is. This shit's so little, man. It's one high school, one elementary. It was two elementaries, and then shit, it's a daycare.
And the whole shit.
Well, it's two daycares now because my auntie just put a daycare on my big mama property.
That's crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
That's crazy.
Wow, bro.
So in between there, you know what I'm saying, you doing your thing or whatever, high school, like you banging hard. Like when did you fall in love with the music?
I ain't gonna lie, I grew up in the music, bro, because I grew up in the church. For sure. And my mama, like I was like in the youth like department. So, like, my mama ran the youth department, and, like, on Thursday Sundays, I always was, the youth leader in the choir. So, shit, that shit was in me. Like, I ain't gonna lie, at first, I ain't like to do it because, like, my friends are laughing at me and shit, but when you get your ass whooped, like, you ain't trying to go in there crying, so you gonna get up there and sing the fuck out, like, you gonna do your shit. So, I did my shit, and eventually, like, I got in the studio, like, I started writing about a lot of pain and shit I was going through, and I was just putting that shit on beats, and, like, I just started loving this shit. And then, like, when I got in college, like, shit, I fucked with a group of people, and a group of people in college was fucking with it. So I just started performing at my little college parties, and shit, they were turning me up. I'm like, I can do this shit for real.
So you actually graduated high school, and you did your thing, and made it to college.
Yeah, I went to college. I pledged in college, man.
Damn, you pledged in college?
Yeah, for sure.
Now, that's some shit I was looking at on the movies, nigga. While you was looking at Menace to Society, nigga, yeah, I was looking at niggas doing Stomp the Yard and shit. Man, I thought that shit was hard. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Yeah, I'm the biggest in my city in Memphis on that shit, for real.
Man, that what you pledged to? What you got going?
Man, Nuke, Kappa, Big Money, Beta Mu.
Bruh.
Kappa Alpha Psi. Yes, Lord.
That's actually hard, though. Man. That's actually a hard thing to be. That's actually sick, though. I want niggas to know right now, man. That's actually sick. You feel me? Man. Still coming from the streets, doing your thing, go to college, and pledge. Did you graduate college?
No, I ain't graduate. I ended up having a little girl while I was in school. Mm. So I had to take some time off. But while I took that little time off, like, I couldn't stop. Like, I tell you, I'm a hustler. I'm always working. So, shit, I enrolled in barber school, but I did finish barber school. So I got that under my belt. So, you know, but when I finished barber school, by the time I finished this shit, I popped off in the music. I learned the business, popped off in the music.
How do you, you know, when you start doing your music thing, like, and you start taking this shit serious, like, when did you start making your, you know, your first bag? When did you make your first bag in this shit?
Man, I'm gonna say it had to be in 2020, man. When I got paid like $1,500, I did a party because I ain't gonna lie. Like I said, I pledged with the Noobs, right? And I got some Qs at my school that I was fucking with tough, but we was fucking with each other tough before the fraternity shit. So like, you know, I don't never change. I don't care what you is. If you my brother, you my brother. So we was already locked in making money. So shit, they threw a party and was like, yo, bro, you know what I'm saying? We gonna book you. We gonna, you know what I'm saying? Show these folks that you really supposed to be getting paid for this shit, man. You just bring your peoples out, we got you. So shit, when I went in there, bitch, like, after I finished performing, we rocked it. They gave me $1,500. So when they gave me $1,500, I'm like, you know what, bro? I ain't taking nothing less from nobody else from this day forward. If they give me $1,500, I know everybody else will pay me my money.
That's crazy.
Not for real.
Was niggas giving you $1,500 after that?
Come on, after that, man. I was getting $2,500 right after that. Now I'm at $3,500 a show.
See, that's why I love the South. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't know who the fuck you was. You know what I'm saying? The homies had to put me on to you and all the whole little shit. But before I even knew who you was, like, you already making money down here.
Come on, man. Yeah, man.
It's hard as a bitch to come down here to Los Angeles and do that.
But see, I ain't gonna lie though. But you know, you gotta invest in yourself though. You gotta put in to get some shit out, cause you can't go somewhere with no money and think you finna come back with a lot of this shit. You gotta be able to invest in yourself. So I ain't gonna lie, it took a lot of sacrifices for me to be here. Like I said, I've been doing this shit since like 2012 and 13, bro. And I'm just not getting like out here. This is my first time coming out here. I ain't never left the South. This is my first time leaving the South in 2022.
That's wild. Really? But is that the mindset and in the South that you got to put into yourself, you got to have a jury, you got to have an image, you know what I'm saying, so the people can believe in what you're doing? Because a lot of artists out here don't do that shit.
I ain't going to lie. I can't even say that's what it is, because if I go back to my hometown right now, it's a lot of people that's rapping, that's, you know what I'm saying, and they, you know what I'm saying, halfway decent. I got to give them to them. They halfway decent, but they got on the chain and shit. They probably look like me, but if you don't know, if you ain't got the right connections and networking, you ain't going nowhere. You ain't spending your money going nowhere, networking with nobody. Your music ain't gonna go nowhere. You gotta move around. You can't just drop the shit. You gotta move around with it. So I spent a lot of my money. Man, I had eviction notice, man, every day for damn near a year straight in my apartment. Cause I'd rather spend my money on trying to go somewhere and learn about this fucking music business. In 2019, man, my credit went bad. I ain't give a fuck then. My credit good now because I sacrificed that time to learn what was going on. So, like, that little time I sacrificed, like, I'm reaping what I sowed, man. And I learned that growing up in the church. I'm reaping what I sowed. The seed that I sowed, I'm reaping.
So that's like Glorilla, you know what I'm saying? I might get rich. Fuck the credit score.
Come on, man. Now I ain't gonna say that. I gotta have good credit.
How you get an eviction notice, nigga, every day? Nigga, they supposed to get that shit every 30 days. Nah, nigga, it's over with.
I'm talking about every month I had one.
Damn.
Real talk, like every month. I can't make it up. I wish I can go back and show it to you, bro. I cannot make this up.
Like, that eviction notice feel fucked up.
It do. Like, coming, like getting off work and shit, like coming to the house, seeing the red slip in your door, you looking around before you put the key in, make sure don't nobody, damn, who seen the red slip? Who else seen the, like, every month I'm seeing this shit. I'm trying to hurry up from work to get home, so, you know what I'm saying, I can get the red slip out the door. But fuck it, they know now. I don't give a fuck.
So who's the first niggas that signed you, man, and then believed in you?
Believed in me?
Yeah.
Christelle?
Yeah.
Her name Christelle Flynn. Yeah, she from out here, man. She, as a matter of fact, I linked up with her through one of my frat brothers in Memphis. Yeah, man, so I got with her on the phone. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I tell you, I'm big on energy. And I feel like if your vibe off, like, I don't care what the situation is, I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna walk away from you. Like, I got to, I ain't gonna tell you what it is, I'm just gonna leave. Like, you'll understand later because my energy gonna tell you. And her energy, when her energy came out to me, like, she gave off a loving, like, energy. My heart started, you know what I'm saying, getting butterflies when I was talking to her the first time I met her. So she was like, you know what? I believe in you. Like, I heard your music. I heard your plan. I really think, you know what I'm saying, we can really get some shit going. I done had a couple people tell me this shit, right? You know what I'm saying? You can ask my girl, and they tell me this, they tell me that. They told me they gonna fly me out to do this, never got it. So now, like, I'm like, man, I don't know how I should take this. I'm telling my girl about it. Like, I don't know how I should take this. She like, well, shit, I ain't gonna lie. I done heard the shit plenty of time from you, babe. I'm tired of, you know what I'm saying, people saying they can do this for you and shit. They really ain't doing shit. So, shit, just pray about it and see what happened. Shit, man, she hit me with a plane ticket and flew me to Cali. Shit, we got some shit together. After that, she flew me to Atlanta to go get over boosting them. I got over boosting them. I got on contract, signed a deal with them, and shit, boom.
Was that before the, what is it, RIF Music Group or Riff Music Group? Was Piff. That before that?
Piff?
Yeah, Piff. Yeah, Piff.
It's Piff Music Group. That's,
Piff Music
Group. That's us right now. Yeah. That's Christelle. That's the label. Piff Music Group.
Oh, and you still
paid
under her.
Full. Yeah.
Paid in full.
Hell yeah, I'm going to forever be tied to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm partnership in it. I'm going to forever be tied to that.
So she did that shit. She listened to your music, nigga, and flew you up to Boosie.
Man, could. What?
Boosie so good. I know he's a a genuine motherfucker.
Man, come on, yeah. You know, dude from Louisiana. He from BR, too. You know, I'm from Louisiana, so that's why.
But still, he a real nigga. Even if you from a Louisiana, he wouldn't give a fuck.
Right,
I'm
saying,
you know what I'm saying? The music gotta be crazy. Yeah, he is genuine.
Fuck the music, he's genuine.
Yeah, he speak his heart.
Yeah.
And then I know, because it probably is the same feeling he gave me when I listen to your music. I ain't gonna lie, I mean... You would judge a book by its cover. I'm like, I'm assuming the nigga finna rap and do this.
Yeah.
You feel me? And then when I press play and I'm like, damn, I probably see what the nigga Boosie. That's probably, was that Boosie reaction?
Man, I ain't even gonna lie. I ain't even get to see his reaction because we've been on the road so much. Like, he been having shows back to back. And like, I see him when we go to a show or something. But I ain't even really had a sit down with him.
I ain't had a sit down. And you from his shit.
And I'm from his shit.
You ain't spoke to him or nothing yet?
Yeah, we done chopped it up, but like just sitting down, like we ain't,
So how does that go though? I mean, under his label, like, I mean, what advantages like, are you taking of what, you know what I'm saying? What are you taking like, advantage
I'm on,
of?
I'm on management. I got management with Shaw. So like Shaw my manager. So he got me in a lot of different places doing interviews and shit too. So I'm not able to jump up and move every time Boosie jump up and move. I got other shit I gotta do to build my platform and build me as an artist. And I ain't gonna be able to do that pulling his coattail. Yeah. I'm just gonna keep it a buck.
Do you feel like, you know, that's the best place for you?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm saying that because you got Young Blue that was over there and he did his thing over there and then I guess there's some friction over there. Oh, you know, who's not under a contract or anything like that. You know, money start getting involved and, you know, nigga trying to fuck a nigga name up. I mean, how you feel about that shit?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. See, like, I don't never get involved with shit like that. Like, when it come to business like that, I don't speak on it. Because once you speak on it, like, you involved. So somebody else can go make up something and say you said something like, and to keep all it. Like I said, I'm big on energy. I don't put my energy into that type of shit. I'm focused on me, like. I'm on the platform, I'm here, I'm doing this right here, like, hell nah, I try not to get in, like, you know what I'm saying, nobody else been.
But when you say, nigga, I'm Boosie artist, do that come with features? Do that come with relationships, producers? Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Who you locked in with?
Plenty of relationships, bro. Plenty of relationships. I just had backstage access to, like, all the concerts that's been going on since I've been on his platform. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was back there. I ain't really get to chop it up with him like that, but I was back there, you know what I'm saying, with Plies, BWA Kane, Jeezy, No Cap. After we left the concert, the No Cap concert, I had opened up for No Cap for his after party in Huntsville. So, like, I ain't gonna lie, it's a lot of access that come with being on the platform. And I ain't gonna lie, I fit in perfect, because I ain't chasing the money. I'm chasing my dream. I'm chasing what I love. The money gonna come. I'm chasing what I love. Like, I was getting money before I got on the platform, so it's like, it's just going to help me get more money. So I'm moving around by myself with my team, you know, and then when we lock in, we lock in. And when we lock in, they going to know we locked in. Like, yeah. They going to know we locked in, for sure.
Because your shit is going crazy. Has any other, like, rappers reached out to you? Like, hey, my boy, I see you. I'm fucking with you.
Yeah. I had a couple artists reach out to me. I got a feature with a couple artists, you know what I'm saying? I got features with OTF, I got features with Paper Rap. Yeah, Big Moochie Great, Duty Low.
Oh, that's hard. You got it, yeah. Like, oh, that's upcoming. That's coming, that's from the drop?
Nah. It dropped before I even, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been networking. I've been did that.
Yeah.
Like, if you go back and look at when I dropped them songs, it was like 2019, 2020. But you know how I be. Your old shit gonna pop later on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm out here working. I'm on feet. I ain't letting the social media build me. I'm on feet moving around.
But do your manager tell you, like, you know what? We should work this song or whatever the case may be. Like, we should work this one. We gonna do this one, you know what I'm saying? And then we gonna move out here. Like, what's the plan?
Yeah, we got a plan. We working the song right now. Like, I got an album that I'm working on, but the people don't know who I am yet. So in order for them to just listen to my music, I can't put it all in their face if they don't know me. So I got to put something in their face that, you know what I'm saying, they going to fuck with. And then once they keep constantly seeing me, then I can put everything out there. Once they say, okay, their backyard, they headed to the A, that shit was dope as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Okay, and we seeing them, and he genuine. When he pull up to a show, he going to fuck with us. Like, I fuck with dude. Let's tune in to him. Now I can drop an album because I know for sure they're going to go get it.
Not yeah, because as an artist, it's like, damn, how the fuck do I market if motherfuckers really, really don't know me? But you signed to a big artist.
For sure.
Me? Like, how do I get out there? How do I market myself? How do I fuck with these people? Like, how do I, you know what I'm saying, I get out there and have these motherfuckers know my name real quick? That has to be the hardest shit ever.
Man, I ain't going to tell you, I've been doing some crazy shit. So, like, ever since, like, I've been on tour, so I've been on flight, like, back to back. Some crazy shit. Every airport I go to, right, I screenshot my Instagram and I like I pull up my airdrop and see everybody airdrop that's on there and I just like airdrop my Instagram to them. It's funny as hell, no cap. No. I swear to God, I can't make this up. You hear me? I can't make this up. But look, some people decline it, which I don't care. Like, if you throw something down in my face, I'm not gonna care. Like, you're not gonna hurt my pride. My pride been hurt a long time ago. I know I can't. I'm going to cry, you're not going to care. So I had to learn to stop letting it get in the way. So, hell yeah, I do it. And a lot of times, this shit worked. Like, I bumped into a lot of people like that.
You bumped into a lot of niggas that you airdropped your music to. Right, like, hold on, bro, nigga, you airdropped me that shit long time ago.
Bro, on my way here on the flight, the pilot walked up to me and my security and was like, yo, you look familiar. Like, I know you, but I don't know you. So when I told him who I was, he was like, oh, yeah, you woo-dee-woo, woo-dee-woo. He like, can I take a picture with you and send it to my kids? I swear to God, we get on the flight. He say, yo, we got Mr. Big O on the flight. Boosie's new artist. They on their way to, you know, L.A. to shoot some TV shows and do some music. And it's good to have them on the flight. He even bought me and my team drinks.
Yeah, nigga, I'm finna airdrop this whole motherfucking plane, nigga.
Nah, for real, no doubt. I was on it. It was so many folks came up to me when we got off the flight. It was crazy. So I'm like, okay, this shit really worked. One of my team members taught me this shit. So I'm like, okay, yeah, I got to keep doing it every time. No doubt.
Nah, that's sick, though. I mean, that's a sick way to do that shit, though, as a new artist. I be wanting to know, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie, that's free game, too, and I ain't giving away no more free game.
Nah, that's
one free market tip for somebody.
That's big free game, you know what I mean? Like, because motherfuckers don't be knowing what to do out here. Like, niggas don't know how to move out here, and it's a different wave, you feel me? Like, it's a different wave, and it's digital, like... Like, nigga, you got to get your streams up. Like, how I'm going to get this money with the streams and doing all of this shit? Like, niggas don't even know what platforms to go to and none of that. That's why I asked you, do you feel like you're supposed to be signed right now? Do you feel like, nigga, I should have just stayed independent and got that DistroKid money one time and then, you know, I did that? Because they say your first deal is your worst deal.
I ain't going to lie. I really just got distribution and, like, management. I'm on distribution and management. So, like, I don't have to distribute my music. I got, like, a lot of opportunities, but that's, like, what I chose to do. Like, with Connect Music Group, that's a label that Boosie partnered with in Memphis, Tennessee. Like, that's who do my distribution. That's who distribute for my label, Paid in Full Music Group. So, like you said, it's a lot of different ways you can push your music out. You got CD Baby, you got TuneCore, but when you trying out something else, like, you got to know how to work the market yourself. It's all about how you market. You can use any platform. But if you got the right market, shit, the people, whoever over their platform, they're going to come fuck with you when they see how your numbers are rigging.
Yeah.
Real talk.
When you're doing music, like, what motivates you to do music? Because a lot of people out here, they robbing, stealing, and killing still. So, I mean, that shit played out. So what kind of motivates you, you know what I'm saying, to do your music?
My kids.
Yeah.
My kids and my label. I'm 448. You know, that's my label. That's my brand, you know. So, man, I've been pushing it, and I'm pushing my kids.
Like, that's good to be a family man, especially a young black man being in his kid's life. Yeah. You feel me? Like, I really love that. How old is your kids?
Man, I got one that's one. My little boy, one. My little girl, four.
Two, having kids change your life, huh?
Shit, yeah.
Having kids really changed your life? Have you changed your perspective on everything, what's going on? I mean, when I had my first kid, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I'm a fuck up.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit'll slow you down, too. Like, if you ain't got your ducks in a row. But shit, because, like, we got good people, like, in our family that really, like, love us and love our babies. Like, they look out. Like, you know, it's something they supposed to do anyway. But they don't have to because it's not their babies. But They do that. They look out for them babies when we gone.
Your kids know you're a rapper?
Yeah. My little girl do. My little boy don't. My little girl do.
Yeah, and what she said?
Me. She be like, Daddy, I just seen your video. And every time she come over my house, because she don't live with me, she stay with her mom and them. When she come over my house, she be like, Daddy, can you turn the song on, the red song? I'm like, yeah, I'll play the song for you, baby.
So, that's tight, though, yeah. To come up and she listening to your music. I mean, because what music did you grow up to, listening to?
I grew up on blues. I grew up on Johnny Taylor and Tyrone Davis and Sir Charles. Like,
yeah,
I grew up on them type of guys.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I grew up around my grandma. See, I went outside, like, with kids my age. I was with my granddad and them. I had to get up and drink my coffee with them at like 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning and go pick the wood and stack the wood up because they was cutting it, but we was kids. We had to stack it up back there for that hot heater.
Do you have that heater on the floor or was it on the wall?
Nah, it was on the floor.
Ooh, that floor heater is crazy.
It's like a pot-belly stove, kind of like that. You know, you put the wood in there, you put the paper on the side where the gas is, turn the knob, the fire come on up and up.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't. I didn't do all that. Yeah. That's crazy as a bitch, nigga.
Yeah.
What music you listening to now?
Nah.
Yeah, like what artist you listening to now?
Right now, I listen to Lil Baby.
Yeah.
Of course, I listen to Boosie.
That nigga Lil Baby said he charging $350 for a feature. Would you fuck with it?
No.
That nigga lost his damn mind.
Man,
I was like,
what?
Dude, you must really love that nigga. You gave him $350.
$350 for a feature, boy.
Dude, you wouldn't fuck with it?
No.
I heard Megan Thee Stallion. She was like, I'm finna go get Future this $250 for this feature. I said, shit.
Mm-mm.
Nigga, damn.
Mm-mm.
So Lil Boosie, not Lil Boosie, but Lil Baby. You know what I'm saying? That's your boy. I mean, who else you listening to?
I ain't gonna lie, I fuck with Bag. I fuck with Moneybag, yo. Who else I listen to? I listen to like a lot of underground artists.
Underground from Louisiana or just period?
Like just period. Like a lot of underground artists be hard.
Like who though? I mean, cause I don't even know how to find.
I ain't gonna say underground. I'm gonna say like somebody that's supposed to be on top, but they be looked down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Tech, main music.
Okay.
I listen to them type of music. Like Tech, main music, them type of guys.
It's a little stigma going around in Los Angeles. Like, we can't kind of like get out of this region. You know what I'm saying? And we stuck in the same sound. I know you said it's lovely out here, but like, do you really fuck with the West Coast sound?
Yeah, I fuck with it. It's different to me. So it's like, shit, I ain't gonna lie, when I came out here, I did a song with some of the homies from BMG. I fuck with them guys too. So like my style and they style together, like I was able to make them kind of, you know what I'm saying, sound like me, and they were able to kind of make me sound like them. So I was like, shit, if they fuck with me out here, I can bring my style out here and just run that bitch. And then if I bring them niggas down here where I'm at, man.
BMG hard though.
Hard, bro.
They hard, though.
Bro, them niggas hard, man.
Ain't a lot of niggas like that, though.
Nah,
everybody ain't like that, though.
Yeah, for sure, them guys hard.
Ain't a lot of niggas like... What's your top five niggas on the West Coast?
I ain't gonna lie, I can't even give you the top five niggas on the West Coast, man.
Because it ain't no top five niggas on the West Coast. I mean, but you could say, like, the YGs. You listen to YG?
Yeah.
The YGs, the Kendricks, you feel me?
I don't too much listen to Kendrick. My peoples love Kendrick, though. I don't really too much listen to Kendrick.
You ain't tuned in?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I had started to listen to Nipsey.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I ain't gonna lie, because I feel like he was creative as hell. Like, when I listen to music, it gotta be, like, I got a vision of what's going on. So his vision, like, whatever he was saying in his music, matched his image.
Yeah.
Like,
on God, his story, it was just crazy. I mean, niggas didn't really get in tune with his story until the nigga died.
You feel me?
And then when you tap his personality in with his music and everything he was doing, it's like, damn, he really was spitting to us.
Yeah.
And niggas didn't fucking know.
But see, I took notes from this situation though. Like, I learned. Like I said, I'm independent still, but like I'm on management, but I move around, and everywhere I go, like, I show genuine love to people because I want them to know that, like, while I'm alive, I want them to fool with me while I'm alive, while I'm here, everywhere I go. Like, I don't want them to wait till I die and have to go back and read about my story. I want them to know about my story, like, while I'm making it right now.
Yeah, you got to come talk about it too, because a lot of niggas don't do interviews. That the bigger you get, niggas be like looking at the interview like, nigga, I gotta do that bullshit. Feeling like it help you. You feel me? As an artist, and have people get in tune with you and feel your story and what's going on. I mean, it's like me. I mean, I am who I am. Like in the street or whatever, niggas know me, but worldwide, they need to know, like, and feel me. Like you said, they got to feel the energy and see what's up with a nigga. You know what I'm saying? And get in tune with what a nigga got going on. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
You been working with a lot of motherfuckers, man. I heard you working with a Beyonce or a producer right now.
Yeah, man, Ray Real. We actually working on the TV show. So, he got everything working for us. I don't really want to speak too much on it because, you know, like they say, when you speak too much on it before it happened, you could blow your blessing. And I learned that. I really believe that now. So I'm going to say we working on it. It's in motion right now. That's why I'm out here. And when it happened, y'all going to know.
So you in your acting bag, too.
Yeah, I'm in all it, man. They say it take, 7 streams of income to become a millionaire or to be a millionaire. Yeah, I'm on my 3rd one right now.
So you got rap.
Yep.
Acting.
And I'm a promoter.
You a promoter?
Yeah, I'm a promoter. Because when I go to these venues, if I go to a party, if I'm not getting paid to go to the party, I'm networking. I'm finna go over here and see what the DJ talking about. Especially if it's just me and my security. So I might go to the bar one night, and it just be me and my security. I'm going to keep somebody with me if I go by myself. Yeah. I might go to the bar. I might see a popping DJ. Like I ran into one of Key Glock DJ Memphis. You know what I'm saying? I seen him at a bar. It was just me and my security. Pop down on him. Check this out. This me on Instagram. Tune in. He followed. At first, I been running to him. He didn't follow me at first. He seen what was going on, the motion. Tuned in. So it's like, when I'm out there, I'm working. That's promoting, man.
Yeah, because networking is one of the biggest things you could do out here.
You got to learn them something.
And motherfuckers be scared. Yeah. People really don't be really having that personality or just, they be nervous as hell just to even speak to a stranger. Yeah, if you got that, nigga, you for sure got that over other artists here. You feel me?
Yeah.
But other than the acting shit and then the producer, man, who else you working with?
I ain't really working with nobody right now but my team, because I'm working on really building me and branding me.
Yeah. Who would you love to work with as far as music and a producer?
I can't really say because I tried to work with a lot of producers, but even when I had some money, but like the producers weren't working with me. So like I started getting beats from like people that was just like, they just liked my music. So I can't really say that who I really want to work with.
Does that bother you? Cause I tried to rap, and then I DM a couple motherfuckers or I ask a couple niggas like, let me get a verse and the whole little shit, and it didn't really niggas wasn't really like fucking with me, but they knew me though. But when you ask those type of questions and you try to get your feet wet and I feel like, I guess I'm stepping on your toes now, nigga, because I'm trying to do what you doing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's not really receptive. Like, motherfuckers ain't fucking with me. Like, how you deal with that?
Man, I got these sunglasses on. I see you, but I don't see you.
That's fucked up.
It's like that.
That's fucked up,
it's
though.
It's like that. You saw me. Then you saw me. My plenty DMs, you seen me. But now you hard. Keep watching then.
Cause when it's time, are you gonna be like that? You know what? Because a motherfucker said, because AD told me, even though motherfuckers treated me like that, and then I got to where I needed to be.
Yeah.
I still, when they came back, I still fucked with them because I felt like I could still use you. You feel like you could do that?
I feel like I can, but right now, the plan and the recipe that I had, everything working the way that I wanted to work. So I don't want to feel like I got to go back and mess with this person to get an extra boost. Like, I don't need an extra boost. Like, I came from nothing, so I don't know what it feel like to really just have something. Like, I mean that. 3 stoplights. I don't know. I never knew what Chick-fil-A was, Wendy's. Like, none of that. We didn't have none of that.
Oh, that's powerful. Because tell me about your first time having Chick-fil-A, because that shit is ridiculous.
Oh, it's magic.
Yeah, that shit is ridiculous.
Man, this shit crazy, man. Chick-fil-A crazy.
Yeah, so, man. That Chick-fil-A shit is crazy.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A.
But when I had my, even me, though, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, though, I think I took Los Angeles for granted. Even when I was young or whatever the case may be, I didn't go on Hollywood Stars, nigga, until I was like 25. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I didn't go see none of that shit, and I didn't want to see the Hollywood sign. Matter of fact, I ain't even never been in none of that shit on Hollywood Boulevard.
For real?
I ain't never been in the Ripley's, believe it or not, the museums. I ain't never been in none of that shit. Like, so for motherfuckers to come out here and be like, nigga, I did that, I'm like, damn, I'm taking that shit for granted. I might need to fuck with that shit.
Yeah, for sure. But you gotta come to Louisiana, man, and fuck with that Chick-a-dilly, bro.
Chick-a-dilly.
Yeah, man.
I'ma fuck with Chick-a-dilly. Yeah, don't worry about nothing. I'ma fuck with you. Don't worry about nothing. Yeah, but before we get out of here, man, you know what I'm saying? Let the people know what you got coming, man. Let the people know who you are. You already did it in the beginning, but we're gonna do it again, you know what I'm saying? So you can stamp yourself. Let them know, you know what I'm saying? No Jumper family.
Man, y'all already know what's going on, man. It's your boy, Mr. Big O, straight out of Spring Hill, Louisiana, North Louisiana. Paid in Full Music Group, badass music syndicate, man. Shout out to Boost and them. Shout out to Christelle. Y'all know where to find me at, Mr. Big O, on all platforms.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? That's me, man. Make sure you go check out Back on Fig, man. Me and the homies, you know what I'm saying? NoJumper.com. We are having a show November 18th at the Novo, man. Go fuck with it, you know what I'm saying? Pull up, buy your tickets now. You want something for the ladies? Make sure you go to SoSoRella.com, man. And we out. Gone.
No disrespect. I almost forgot, man. Shout out to Fig Side Clothing. I can't forget, man, because he pulled up on me with a box that I ain't even have to pay for, man.
Yeah, shout out to homie, you know what I'm saying? Fig Side, go get that too, you know what I'm saying? Do the thing, because he definitely been doing his thing.
Definitely, he been doing
it. You know what I'm saying? J-Lo, man, shout out my boy.